Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be surprised if... .. Give me your bold NFL or Washington prediction for the week, 301-230-0980. I've got one for you. Max has one for you. Before we get to that, though, Joe Witt Jr. spoke today, and so did Cliff Kingsbury. We've got some of the Kingsbury sound cut up. Joe Witt Jr. talked about, you know, eye discipline is a big part of the problem last week, but he did say that Kinlaw had a hell of a game, which he did. This is Kingsbury on his confidence in Mariota.
You know, if Marcus is able to play or is the one that you have to start this week, what gives you confidence in him and his ability to execute your offense?
Yeah, last year, just being around him for a year, when we signed him back, we felt like we have two starters in the building, which is rare in this league. So anytime he's asked to play or practice or even on scout team, he's been phenomenal. So treats like a pro as a leader on the team, despite, you know, not being the starter, which is hard to do, and can't say enough good things about him. So if he has to go, I'm sure he'll be ready.
That was Kingsbury on Mariota. He talked about the close-knit quarterback room. Here's what he said.
Quarterbacks here for 2 years have talked about how close they are. Is that always the case in your experience? And like, how much does that help, especially during a week like this?
I think it's huge. And you got to give Tavita Pritchard, our quarterbacks coach, a lot of credit for building that type of camaraderie in that room. And David Blau as well, the assistant quarterbacks coach. Just truly good guys that like each other. Like, across the board, I would let anybody in that room marry my hypothetical daughter, except Hartman, because he's way too good looking. But just phenomenal people above all else, hard workers, professionals, and they're truly like a joy to be around every day.
There you go. He also said that Jaden's taking mental reps. Marcus is taking the physical reps. How about the loss of Eckler, his absence? Here's what Cliff Kingsbury just said moments ago.
What's the hardest thing to replace with Austin?
Just the run after catch stuff and the ability to make people miss in space. We were able to set up some plays and do different things to get him touches that the first guy never tackled him. And that is kind of the hidden yards. You can take some stuff off the quarterback with a guy who can get you those type of yards. So that will be missed.
And then he talked about Bill Kroski Merritt, and here's what he said, talking about sort of the overall position and his readiness for it.
And then with Kroski Merritt, if he's getting obviously going to get more touches or time or whatever, what's the challenge for him? What are some things that you're going to need to see out of him if he's in that role?
Yeah, just continue to progress in I would say playing without the ball. I think every time he's touched it, you know, good things happen. It's just, as a young player, there's a lot of things you haven't seen, whether it's pass pro, you know, leading for somebody else, you know, running the proper route technique, things of that nature. So he's just got to keep coming. But I've been really impressed by his work ethic and staying on top of it, and he's definitely improved each week.
I'm really interested to see the running back situation Sunday. I would expect, I guess, Kroski Merritt to be in there on first down to start the game. I think Chris Rodriguez will be up and will get opportunities. And then I think there's a really good chance that Jeremy McNichols takes that third down role. We're going to find out a lot about that. We're also going to find out, I think, a lot about the tight end position. Here's what he said about losing Bates.
And then if you're without John Bates for this week, an extended period, whatever, how do you fill the void there with his blocking ability?
Yeah, it's not easy. There's no doubt. That showed up the other night. He's a big part of what we do in the run game and has really helped us be successful there. And so we'll just have to be creative with the other bodies we have and mix things up. But to have a guy at the point of attack that we feel is pretty dominant like him and not be able to game plan with him makes it tough.
That's interesting. Like that is pretty much an admission as to why they didn't, you know, try to run the football more. Bates was out. They wanted Bates. They feel like they can't run the football with Bates. What does that mean about Sinnott? What does that mean about Yankoff? Yankoff's more of a receiver. He's not a tight end blocker. Would they use an extra lineman in the game trying to run the football? Who knows what's in play with that? Sinnott's snap count's going to be very interesting because they don't have another guy right now on the team that could fill Bates' role. In terms of size and, you know, ability, if he's not in that role, it speaks very much to the lack of, you know, Sinnott being ready at this point to take on a big role. And then he also talked about Connerly Jr. And his, you know, the challenges he's had so far.
Josh Connerly has kind of been thrown into the fire against these two defensive fronts. How is he coming along, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been thrown into the fire. There's no doubt. When you talk about the Giants front, you know, Micah is as dominant as any player I've seen since I've been in the league. And then you get Mad Max this week. It's got his hands full. But he's progressing as a rookie should, you know, learning along the way, on-the-job training. And I've been really proud of just the way he's battled. You know, we got a ways to go as an entire offense. But I like how he's competed, and he's just got to keep getting better.
I guess nothing out of Kingsbury today on a potential change along the offensive line. Right, Max?
None that I have seen. Kime's been putting out all of the quotes that he wrote down, but I have yet to see anything on Josh Connerly potentially being replaced by Andrew Wiley.
Yeah, and it looks like not a lot really going back to last week either. You know, when the game is a week in the rear view, and you got a game a few days away, the focus is more on the game. And by the way, with all the injuries they had, rather than finding out for the first time with Cliff, you know, what happened last Thursday night at Green Bay. All right, I've got a smell test pick coming up, but let's get to Don't Be Surprised If. All right. Don't be surprised if bold predictions for the week. If you want to jump on, we've got an open line or two, 301-230-0980. So I'm going to give you an upset in the NFL this week, and this would be categorized as an upset. You know, most of these games, pretty much anything can happen. But I got the New Orleans Saints going to Seattle and beating the Seahawks, who, by the way, a lot of people like. We had Frank Schwab from Yahoo on yesterday. He said that Seattle is an interesting team to kind of keep an eye on. Spencer Rattler, Robert Saleh said he's going to be a really good quarterback. Rattler was super talented, you know, at Oklahoma first, then at South Carolina. There were a lot of issues with his overall personality and coachability. We saw him last year, remember, in the second half of that game against the Saints. The Saints have weapons. They've got Olave. They got Kamara. They got Juwan Johnson. They've got Shaheed back. That game is at 7, and the world is on Seattle. New Orleans will definitely be a smell test pick. I like them to win the game outright as a touchdown underdog Sunday in Seattle. By the way, their first road game of the year. So don't be surprised if the Saints go to Seattle and win that game outright. That would ruin probably a lot of survivor pool bets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Max, don't be surprised if what?
So I have a don't be surprised if for the Washington and Las Vegas game. One little bet that I'm going to play because I just like anytime quarterback touchdowns. I think Marcus Mariota might run one in this weekend. Don't be surprised if you see Marcus Mariota walk into the end zone. Another one, don't be surprised if this this Patriots team kind of finds their legs against the Steelers this week. Pittsburgh's being favored by 1.5, but I don't know. Something in my gut just kind of tells me that Drake May might start putting it together this week. But we'll see. I like the Patriots this week.
There's so many interesting games this week, and most of them are in the 1 o'clock window, which is, you know, when our team will be playing. Steelers Patriots is one of them. Obviously, Rams Eagles is one of those games as well. In the AFC South, you've got Texans Jags. That's an interesting early season divisional matchup there. But I mentioned yesterday, there's something, and Big Tony didn't agree with me, and he is the biggest Steelers fan.
He's Mr. Steeler.
There is. I think that Rodgers looked, against Seattle anyway, a little bit uncomfortable, and I think the play calling and the match, there was too much drop back in the game. I think right now for him to be successful, they've got to be balanced, they got to run the football, and it's got to be a lot of play action, a lot of boot. He can still sling it with the best of them, no doubt, but there was a lot of shotgun, just flat out drop back stuff. I don't think that's the way for them. We'll see. We will see. All right, you know what? We are not going to be able to do calls on this because I got to it too late. My fault. We'll do that next week, though. I do have an early smell test selection for tonight. It is an obvious one. The Bills are 12-point favorites. This number keeps fluctuating. It's been down as low as 11. It's been as high as 13.5. There's a whole hell of a lot of super sharp money on Miami tonight in Buffalo, and the public loves the Bills in this game. The perception of Miami is that they are really not very good. Mike McDaniel, especially if they get beat and get beat badly tonight, it's possible on a mini bye kind of week he could get fired. I think a lot of people believe that. There seems to be a lot of, you know, infighting down there. Tua last week actually had a pretty effective game. He was 26 of 32 for 315. Now, a lot of that was to, you know, Achane. He had 8 catches for 92 yards. Those, a lot of those are checkdowns. But Miami was in that game against the Patriots, but they rolled up more offense than they certainly did in the opener against Indy. Look, these games, always difficult. Buffalo had an easy game. Miami had a tough game. Miami's got to go on the road. But the number, you know, for the number to be that big and for the public to love the favorite laying 12, and there's just a lot of sharp money on Miami. I think the Dolphins cover the 12. That is the smell test pick for tonight. Miami plus 12. There's a college game tonight. Was close to firing tonight on Charlotte against Rice at home, but did not. So Miami plus the 12, smell test rolling so far through 3 weeks of the season. A bunch of games this weekend. I'll have the full-fledged smell test picks tomorrow. There are some good college games, not the best college weekend of the year, but man, why aren't we getting Philly Rams late in the day? That seems to be a scheduling miss. To go look, the NFL schedule makers, Mike North pointed this out when he was on with us in the spring. The Cowboys are still a major draw. The Chiefs apparently are the biggest, and to have them as the marquee game of the week, Brady's calling that game in Chicago, Dallas on the road against Caleb Williams. I don't know. Rams Eagles, That should have been a gimme in the divisional round rematch. That should be a hell of a game. That's a game in which the Rams have a lot to, you know, prove. They have won 9 games straight out of their last 11 if you take out the 2 Eagles games, the playoff game and the regular season game last year. All right, big Friday football show tomorrow. Chris Russell's up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.